Hey, Neary, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday?
Good, thank you.
Good to hear, sir. Happy hump day, right? We're halfway there. So I'm just giving you that follow-up call regarding Google, Facebook marketing, custom website design, and promotion. You remember speaking with me, right?
Yes, I remember.
Awesome. Say again? It's kind of muffled.
I thought you were never calling me back again.
You thought I was going to call you back? Is that what you said?
No, I thought you would not call me.
Oh, you thought I would not call you? Why would you think that?
Because I was waiting for you on Monday.
Oh, you asked for a call on Wednesday. That's what I noted. I apologize if I put that incorrectly.
No, that's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said Wednesday.
No, it's okay.
Okay. So, are you guys ready to get started?
Yes.
Okay.
I have some questions.
Yeah, shoot. What can I answer?
When you're gonna create the web design and promotion, right? So you're gonna send us information via email or send us a message.
Yeah, so I sent you everything via email. In your invoice, in your welcome email too, you'll have your timeline and everything included in writing. But just to go over it with you right now, so within 7 to 10 days of starting up, you're going to be submitted to 60 directories. That's just to boost your online presence, okay? Within 7 to 14 days of starting up, your custom website design will be created, your Google listing will be live, and your Facebook retargeted ads will be live. Now, Neary, for you to show on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
All right. So let me verify. So the best email address for your welcome and initial invoice, it's going to be the nearyvic007@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And let me fill in. So your first name, just for account purposes, you spell that Nery, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Neary?
Vincent, V-I-C-E-N-T-E.
V-I-C-E-N-T-E? Is that right?
Yes.
V-I-C-E-N-T-E. Got it. Vicente. Perfect. All right, and let's see. So this phone number, the 470-290-2103, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yeah, we have some number.
Okay. Do you want to list an alternative number, or is this one good?
Have an alternative number.
Okay, what's the alternative number? 678?
598?
594? 94? 00. 00. So I got 678-598-9400. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Can we put both the numbers?
No, we can't do both numbers. We're going to do a primary number, and then on your website, you can have an alternative number.
So the first number is 470, and the alternative number is 675.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Say that again. Still kind of muffled. I don't know what's going on. Let me see.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
I hear you way better. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So like I said, the first number is 470. And the alternative number is 678, right?
Okay, got you. Got you. That's what I was just about to ask. Perfect. So the 470 is the primary alternative number is going to be the 678 number.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Now, the company name, the way you want it listed all across the internet, it's Mavic Electric, right? M-A-V-I-C?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes. Mavic Electric.
Perfect. Now, we do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you, okay? What is the best address for us to send that to?
Give me a second.
Take your time, bro.
Ask some. Yes, so.
All right. Ready when you are.
Okay. It's 39, 32.
Juan, 39, 32. Okay.
Spelling S-P-A-D-I-N-D-G. Spelling. Spelling.
Okay. Spelling. Did it, hold on. That's in Atlanta, right?
Yes. That's an okay.
Hold on, let me find it real quick. Spell the street name one more time.
Spelling S P A
D L L. Got it.
Spelling Hollow H O L L O W. Hollow.
Northeast or northwest? I mean.
Norcross.
And Norcross. Okay. So the way it came up is 3932 Spalding Hollow Northwest in Norcross 30092. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. And that address, do you want that hidden online or showing?
What's the better?
Is it a home address?
Yes, it's a home address.
Yeah, let's hide it. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house.
Okay? Yes.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Service radius. So we're able to do up to a 50-mile radius max. Are you willing to travel that far for new clients?
Yes, 50 is better if the clients pay your payment estimate.
For sure, for sure. Okay. And you can always put on there, too, like a trip charge when it's so far or something, you know? You're doing all types of electrical work, right? Panel upgrades, replacements,
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, here we go. All right. Okay, so the next step, what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to assign a technician to your company, Neri, and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they're going to do all the fun stuff. Keyword phrases, color scheme of your website, your social media ads, et cetera. All right?
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts.
Okay.
All right? Now, as far as the billing information goes, is the billing address the same 3932 Spalding Hollow Northwest?
Yes.
Perfect. The name on the card, is it Neri Vicente or is there a middle initial too?
No, that's the name on the card.
Perfect. And is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Visa?
Yes.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are, Neri?
47?
Mm-hmm.
37?
Okay.
20.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Okay.
87.
Okay.
89.
Mm-hmm.
87.
Okay.
75.
Perfect. Expiration date?
It's 0726.
All right. And the CVC code?
703.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Neri, is I coded out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I am going to read this voice verification to you now. Now, okay. Heads up on the voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mavic Electric.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Neri Vicente.
Perfect. And you're the owner, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me back up to you. Hold on. I got an error code, invalid account number, so I took down the wrong card number. I apologize. Can you repeat it back to me one more time? I have it coded out.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 47.
47.
37. 32. 30. 30. 87. 87. 89. 89. 87. 87. 75. 75.
Okay. Got it. All right, so I repeated it back as we were going, so I should have it right now. It does show me, so is the expiration 0726?
Yes.
Okay, CVC code, so the three-digit code on the back, is it 703?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so let me recode the card out, and what will happen is on your invoice, you'll see two charges, but only one will be approved, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. So let me go back to the voice verification. All right, so this next part, so it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is June 14th. 2023, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right, so give me 1 second, and I'm going to get your client interview scheduled. Alright, so...
Is the card passed?
The card passed, yeah. I just took down the wrong card number the first time. I apologize. Sorry about that. Every day I'm reminded I'm human, you know?
We're human.
Alright, so for the interview, we're going to block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, okay? The soonest time they have, give me one second. Okay, so the soonest time they have is tomorrow, which is 10 a.m. They have a 12 o'clock, a 1 p.m., a 2 p.m., a 5 p.m., and a 6. So what time works best for you?
Can you repeat it again for what?
Oh, yeah. So 10 a.m. is the soonest appointment they have tomorrow. The next one is 12 o'clock. They have a 1 p.m., a 2 p.m., then it jumps all the way to a 5 p.m. and a 6 p.m. slot.
12 o'clock is okay.
12 o'clock, perfect. All right, let me book that in. All right, so what's going to happen, Neri, right now you're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say local splash, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And that appointment is, so they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll call and introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they will call on their own so we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So that's scheduled tomorrow. Okay, just a few more questions for you for the tech side. They want to know your
Excuse me?
Oh, they want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Text,
perfect.
They take more text.
All right, and the business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And let me pull up your Facebook page, too. Give me one quick second. All right. Norcross, GA. All right, enter the phone number, and let's see what we got. This one's no business Facebook page currently, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I have my Facebook page. Do I need you to give the information or to give you something like that?
We do. So what's going to happen if you don't have a business page, okay, we're going to create you one. If you have a personal page,
no.
You have a business page?
Yes, I have a business page.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I couldn't find it when I did the scan. Let me just search on Facebook directly. Give me one quick second here.
So the name of the company is Electric Mavic.
Got it. On Facebook. Okay. Electric
Mavic. It's a black phone, like the back.
Black phone?
Yeah.
I see it. Hold on. Let me see. Let me make sure this is you. Electric Mavic. Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. This is your, this is the other phone numbers on it, right? The 678-598-9400?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the second number.
Okay, perfect. All right.
As I told you, we are two brothers working together, so I get my number or he's giving his number, so we're working together.
Perfect. So what's going to happen is they're going to send you a request to add them on as manager to the Facebook page. So you still own it, we just manage it, and we're just literally managing the ads for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Sure. So give me one second. All right, so I attached the Facebook page. Now, you're going to get a couple different emails, okay? One of them is going to say action needed, okay? Photos needed for your Google verification, all right? So let me explain that one, and it should be coming through shortly. There's going to be a list of things, tools and or equipment, work vehicle, right? Business license and insurance. Okay. So anything you have on there, right? There's going to be a link that you could click and just attach the photos of it. What this does is it's called an advanced verification, and it cuts down on the timelines to get you placement faster, okay? So anything you have on there, you do want to submit it, okay?
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, shoot. Go ahead.
Okay. We're two brothers who, like, okay. The company or me and my brother, we don't have the electrical license.
Okay.
But we have the guy who's helping us building the company that he gave us all his information. He's our partner. So
right.
Can we do it like that? Or do I?
No. So don't submit the license then. So because they're going to want on the license, they're going to want the company name on there, right? So when you see business license, just skip that part. Just go down to business card, right?
That's my question. Can I skip that one? So that's my question, because all of our jobs we're doing with license, we take permission, insurance, mm-hmm. everything, but all that we don't have on our name.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys right now are using a partner's license and insurance, right? And
no, just the license. We have insurance.
You guys have insurance. Okay. Yes. So you want to still submit the insurance. The licensing though, you should still be able to get away with using your friend's stuff, right? Just for the time being. But as time goes by, you're gonna wanna get your business license in the business name, because that opens up other doors like Google Guaranteed, et cetera, for you. Okay?
Okay.
But right now, like for the program you're under, licensing isn't even required. But so you'll see on there, like you'll see workplace, right? You don't have a workplace. It's not a shop. So you would skip that, right? Where it says license, skip that, but attach the insurance, right? Because all those things, when we do that advanced verification, it just cuts down on the timelines for us. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And keep me in the loop, too, when you get the license in your name, because we have another platform called Google Guaranteed that you can upgrade to, right, which can increase your lead flow. But you'll need – here, let me actually check your area to see if licensing is even required for that. One quick second, brother. All right. Let's see. Electrician. Yeah, so Google Guarantee will require licensing. So just keep me in the loop, right? You're not on a Google Guaranteed platform right now, so it's not necessary. But in the future, when you get it in the company name, definitely let me know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, my question to you, because you kept bringing up your brother, do you want to add him on as an authorized user on the account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So hold on. Let me go to settings real quick. This just means he can make, like, changes, okay, to the account as well.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to pull
I think I will manage it by myself.
Okay, so I'll just leave him off. If he ever calls in to make a change, we have to call you first to approve it. Just a heads up on that, okay?
Yeah. Okay. No, he's going to tell me, yeah.
Right. Okay, all right. So the other email that's important, all right, do you see your local Splash initial invoice?
Let me see. All right. So I got local Splash support?
Yes, and it should be titled local Splash initial invoice.
So I got two in
should have got a bunch. There should be a welcome email, local Splash initial invoice, the action needed.
Yes, action needed.
That's that photo one that I was talking about. You know, That's where you just submit photos of any of the stuff that you have on there. The other one, though, it should be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Yes.
They actually needed no.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm filling out your notes. So, so it should be titled, so it should be from Local Splash Support, and then it's titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Did you get that? Should have been the, you did. Okay, perfect. So do me a favor, pull that one up. And let's see, fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Okay. Access your dashboard?
Yeah, that's below it, but above that, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, like, please click here to accept subscription terms. You might be on the welcome email.
It's not the schedule app?
No. Here. Let me resend you the invoice. That way, it'll be like the latest email you got, okay? So, just give it a moment.
Please,
you see
no,
it?
Please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the test identified below. Please click here.
Start yes,
test.
That's the one. Yep.
So
you're going to want to click that link.
The click here?
Yes. Where it says click here, click there.
Okay.
What that's going to do, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay?
Yeah.
This has everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. Couple things I want to touch on. Okay? Where it says My Site Custom Website, you're going to see something about fees in there. We're on a recorded line. Okay? There are no fees for your MySite, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say MySite, $0. Okay?
Okay.
I got you hooked up, Mary. Okay. And then after that, you're going to also see Google Ads and Google Guarantee. Okay? Those are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. So if you ever wanted to add to your lead flow or your click flow, right, we could talk about those in the future. But currently, Google Ads, which is pay-per-click, and Google Guaranteed, which is pay-per-lead, is not in this platform. Okay? All right. But everything else on there is included. All right? So you take your time, review it all, right? It's literally everything I went over with you. At the bottom, after you had a chance to read it, it's going to have you check a box, Neri, certifying that you're an authorized user on the card. Okay? And then it's going to have a box for you to type your name and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system. Your username and password will be sent to you 3 to 5 days from startup. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and let me know if you have any questions too on there.
No.
Okay, perfect. If you ever do, you have my direct line and extension. And again, I want to say, I thought you told me to call Wednesday, not Monday, you know, so I'm really good at, my follow-ups. So,
yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, so, what's it called? Anytime you call, okay, anytime you call me, if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay, I'm really big on that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So look out for that call tomorrow. That's going to be between 12 and 1 o'clock. That's going to come from our 877 number, and I'll try to be available to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Neri, congratulations. You're going to absolutely love this, okay? I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.